while you can smile. But leave it up with the body and do it, put it up and end up with the body and do it, put it up 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 and do it. I love you, I love you in the good morning and in the night. And every day I'm with you, wherever we are, I know I'm gonna be alright, it's alright. But a little love with the body, 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 the. It's one of those gray, misty, chilly mornings. Hard to tell the sun is even up, but it is. Morning is here. Morning is broken, like the first morning. It's time to wake up and face another day in our troubled and confusing world. I know that's hard for you, my love. I know you have a hard time waking up in the morning. I myself, I wake up like a small boy every day, cheerful, happy, smiling, singing. And then by noon, I feel fairly mature. By evening, I'm in deep despair. I wake up the next day, I'm okay again. I know it's kind of the opposite for you, my love, which is probably why we get along as well as we do, especially along about early afternoon. But you know what I did this morning, baby? Even though it's cold out, I ran into the kitchen. I made you some coffee, even though I'm kind of an Earl Grey type of guy myself. I like that tea. Coffee seems a little bitter to me, but you love coffee, and that's what love is all about, learning to love what your lover loves, getting as close as you can anyway. And in spite of the way this song sounds, my love, I didn't make it in a percolator. You know I wouldn't do that to you. I know you're a coffee aficionado. You people don't even want to hear about percolators, no. I use the number 6 milliliter filter in the pour-through cone. I use those good dark French roast beans. I ground them up in a little grinder thing. I timed it when I was grinding them, just for you, my love. It's some good stuff. I got my finger down in there by that blade. Watch out, it's sharp. I got every fleck of that black gold out. I got it all into the cone. Put in a little half and half, because I know you like that. It's some good stuff. If you could just sit up now and just try and open your left eye. Just work on your left eye. It's all downhill from there. Get your olfactory passage on, get a whiff of this stuff. Everything's gonna be alright, baby. Really it is. The sun is up, it's gonna be a beautiful day. Here's your coffee. Did Mr. be too hot? It is fresh. Leave brewed. And I'll just pour myself a cup and then I'm gonna crawl in with you. Move over, baby. Body and deed and bottom day, 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 bottom. Bobby's ready.
Greg Brown. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, WNJR, Washington, WCUC, Clarion, Tube City Online Media at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, RadioPhoenix.org, Loudspeaker.FM, Fort Collins, Colorado, the Audio Now Network at area code 515-605-9542, and TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and other audio services available on your smart speaker, audio device of choice, or wherever you listen, including slbradio.org/radio.
Oh, over this whole wide world playing songs for smiling faces.
Uh-huh.
From Idaho to old Oslo and a thousand other places. I've rode on trains and aeroplanes, ate steak and calamari. Shook the hands of diplomats and played their fancy parties. Well, I don't mean to gripe or brag, sure the high life has been grand. But I'd trade my wages to be on stage in Texas with the band.
All right. Just under the wire for a dance hall gig, back up the rig, load in the amplifier. Let's pick a few and check 1, 2. The doors open at 7. Folks come in for 2-step in the closest thing to heaven. If I only had one final wish, I'd make it my demand.
What's that?
To play once more to a sawdust floor in Texas with a band.
Oh, Christmas. Autobahn in Austin, just like a Hollywood with a few more country songs. Where else can you hear steel guitar played with accordion than a golf course bar underneath the stars in Texas with a band? Sure is good to be down in Texas with a whole band. Ha ha ha.
I hear you.
Her name is Brennan Lay. She's singing along with Ray Benson from Asleep at the Wheel from a forthcoming album called Obsessed with the West. And that's Brennan's forthcoming album, and I am looking forward to hearing it.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
Our new youth media center, or our new media center, can I try that again? Our new Youth Media Center has multiple free programs for middle and high school students this spring, summer, and fall, including many that include youth stipends. If you are a teen or know of one interested in podcasting, creative writing, audio editing, or media production, let us know. You can complete a general interest application at slbradio.org/apply or contact our community engagement coordinator, Alexis Thompson, at alexis@slbradio.org. I hear somebody scratching at the door. Well, there he is. It's time for the Sound Hound now. Each week at this time, the Sound Hound brings the sound. Easy. Got it. And see if you can identify the sound that is this week's Sound Hound puzzle. Are you ready? Here it is. 412-200-5900. 1-888-346-9175 or 1-888-752-7234. Did you hear it well? Here it is again. 412-200-5975. Take a guess. I'll let you know how other folks are guessing. Let's make sure the Sound Hound has a little drink. And here, easy there, boys. Save some. Save some for Elroy the cat and George the cat. They need to hydrate, too. Attaboy. We've been featuring Arkansas's cowboy Roy Brown this morning. This is a remarkable recording from my perspective. He was born in 1875 in Arkansas, a guitar player, mostly country blues, as well as some gospel here and there. And he recorded these tracks when he was about 80 years of age in the mid-50s. They were recently reissued. You'll recognize this one.
Well, why don't you come home, baby, why don't you come home, baby, let's run here too. Why don't you come home, baby, why don't you come home, baby, let's run here now, people up, up, up. Come in the way, honey, come in my back, honey, you'll come in right here. Leave me back, my honey, baby, oh, baby, won't you please come in now, Lillian. Come home, baby, lay. Why don't you come home, baby, lay right here now? Why don't you come home, baby, lay. Why don't you come home, baby, lay back here now, people up, up, up. I'm going up here, let it go and back here. Come in the way right here. Then I will see my honey, baby. Baby, won't you please come home?
Trust in our Savior always. sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way if we'll keep on the sunny side of life. Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way if we'll keep on the sunny side of life.
Keep on the sunny side, the Saturday Light Brigade. That's John Schmidt. And Cowboy Roy Brown did Bill Bailey, Won't You Please Come Home. Hello, Sharon. I'm glad you enjoyed hearing the coffee song this morning. She's thought the sound might be scrubbing something small with a small brush. I hear that. Here's the sound again that the Sound Hound found for today. Bruce thought it might be a hamster running on a wheel. Otis thought it might be the sound of maracas. What a great guess. And you can hear maracas in this song if you listen carefully. Not quite yet. They're coming. Tegan thought it might be. And then she has the right answer. I won't reveal it yet, but Tegan got it. And thank you, Drew, for writing to us. Tom thought it might be a gourd with seeds shaking inside. Or maybe the sound of grasshoppers singing. John and Addie in East Deer got the correct answer. Talia, good morning. Talia got the correct answer. And Talia is in Verona. Caden also thought it might be the sound of shaking something. Caden, that's a great guess. Annie came up with it. Stu came up with the correct answer, too. Brian thought it might be the sound of a bird. Bill in Homer City thought it might be sandpaper or a wire brush. Jack thinks it might be a salt shaker. I can kind of hear that. And Ty himself had the correct answer. Angie thought it might be a castanet. No. And we go all the way to Lamartine, where Mrs. Pudge is waiting to reveal the correct answer. Good morning, Mrs. Pudge.
Good morning.
It's nice to have
a
you with us.
A permanent marker on writing on paper.
Absolutely. It's the sound of a marker writing.
I give credit to my youngest son.
And what's his name?
Pete.
Well done, yeah. Pete. Does that mean you're going to be baking him something today or, making something nice?
Probably. problem, most likely.
I can remember those markers, and that actually sounds like a teacher or a professor that is writing stuff up in front of a classroom. He's writing, or she is writing with one hand, is the right hand, while erasing with the left hand, because they go so fast, you can't keep up with them. And before you know it, it's all gone.
Yeah.
Did you ever, I've occasionally written with those markers, not the dry erase ones, but the ones that are indelible, and they are indeed indelible. It's hard to get those out if you accidentally write.
Yeah.
And I've done that enough times to know that that I need to be careful the next time.
Definitely.
The Sharpies especially, they just don't go away. Any plans for you today, Mrs. Pudge? Anything special going on?
Well, right now we're sitting in the truck waiting for Pudge to get out of the laboratory for giving blood.
Oh, why?
Get his supply of blood for the year.
Oh, good. So he's making a donation.
He has to have an order for him to get medication from the doctor. So he has to go get that done. So then I'm going to go do a little bit of shopping. He's going to do some shopping too.
Well, that's going to be a pretty good. That is a very busy day. I think my day is going to be pretty relaxing. We're going to get together with a friend for lunch and then maybe take a nice long nap.
But, then we have a 22 shoot to help out at today.
Oh, excellent. Well, I hope it goes well.
In Lambert, in Hamilton.
And tell Pete he did a great job today. He gets a charge. And
okay.
I'm glad we're coming in well on the radio. Take care.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye. And Mrs. Pudge, along with Pete, and Pudge himself, a Saturday Light Brigade charge to you. Sarah just had a guess of scrubbing a screen with a brush. Oh, or a shoe shine. I hear both of those sounds here. It's always fun to listen back. It does have that maraca sound, too, as Caleb had suggested. Ty also had the correct answer. And the correct answer also coming in from Tegan. And from John and Addie. And Stu also got the correct answer. And Talia also got it. As did Ty. Ty got it too. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Coming up soon, let me make sure I didn't miss anybody. Oh, Ray in South Park. Good morning, Ray. He got the correct answer, too. A marker. Writing on paper. Nice job, Soundhound. That was a good puzzle. We'll see you next week. Well, now it's our pleasure to talk with Helen Gerhardt of Lawrenceville United. There's something called the Duncan Park Food Forest that we're going to talk about. Hi, Helen. How are you?
Hello. Good morning.
Thanks.
Duncan Park Food, Food Forest and Playscape. We don't want to leave out the kids.
Oh, well, I can't wait to hear about both. First, tell me a little bit about Lawrenceville United, if you could, and the work that you do.
Sure. We're a nonprofit, community-based organization. We're inclusive, resident-driven organization working to improve the quality of life for all Lawrenceville residents.
That's terrific. How long have you been doing this work?
I myself, I joined Lawrenceville United just as the pandemic hit, so in March 2020. And a lot of our work has been focused on crisis response and support for people who've been struggling during the pandemic, along with supporting gardens, tree planting and maintenance, housing justice, community meetings that help people understand zoning processes and develop relationships with businesses that help support a thriving, very integrated ecosystem. So we have a lot of different areas that we work in with residents to make their community a better place. And the volunteers really are the lifeblood of our work, for sure.
Have you lived in Lawrenceville for very long?
Lawrenceville United has been around for, I believe it's at least 20 years.
And what about, I'm curious, do you live in Lawrenceville yourself?
I myself don't. I live in North Point Breeds.
Ah, okay. Well, I was going to say Lawrenceville, even if you don't live there, you know, it's changed so much over the last 20 plus years. So it's good that an organization is considering equity and inclusion. And you, first we'll talk about Duncan Park Food Forest. What can you tell us about that? And I think you have an activity coming up later this month there, too.
Yes. So there was an Upper Lawrenceville Visioning Plan published in 2013, and that was the result of a really in-depth process with residents over many months. And they identified Duncan Park, a decommissioned city park, as a site for shared green space, food access, and family recreation. So since then, a slew of organizations, volunteers, and donors have been working together to plan, fundraise, and enact the vision, including Lawrenceville Corporation, Grow Pittsburgh, Tree Pittsburgh, the Lawrenceville Tree Tenders, the Penn State Center, the Allegheny Conservation District, and our city councilwoman, Deborah Gross from District 7, and her staff, Kelsey Sheridan and James Murray. They have done an enormous amount. They helped to develop the City Farms funding that, along with many other sources, is intended to increase access to fresh food for those who need it most and to promote community building. They helped us purchase tools, trees, shrubs, and we are one of five sites in District 7 that has produced over 800 pounds of fresh fruits and vegetables that were donated for folks who needed it.
Well, that's really important. And how can folks connect with the Duncan Park Food Forest to learn more or to help?
Well, we are, right now we're having a series of educational sessions. People are willing to, are able to join at any time in the series. The next one is going to be at Duncan Park itself on April the 9th. That's a Wednesday evening. And we will be going into more detail. Oh, I'm so sorry. It's April the 6th. I'm sorry for messing up that date.
That's okay. April 6th.
April the 6th, yes, at 6 p.m. And we will be going into more detail on site about what forest gardening is. So it's a practice that's really gone on for millennia, carried on by indigenous peoples across the globe, many of whom are still demonstrating how these practices can help us adapt our local ecologies and produce delicious and nutritious food.
That's terrific. And most people think of community gardens, not of forest gardens. And the ecosystems and the education you're doing around that, I think, is really kind of neat to learn about. So I'm glad you brought that to our attention.
Yeah, it's not gardening in a forest. It's gardening like a forest.
Right, right.
So it has many different layers, root crops, herbs, climbing vines, nut trees, fruit trees at different heights. And it sets up an ecosystem that really helps the people around partake in this much wider variety of nutritious food with much less maintenance. So it doesn't have the same inputs, the same needed inputs of fertilizer and, using gasoline to mow or heavy tilling machinery, but can produce really in pretty big quantities of what is actually often far more nutritious food than what we find in the grocery store.
Now, you mentioned another event that is more oriented towards kids and families, although I'm sure kids would be welcome at the event we just talked about. Tell us about that. Is it place-based, did I hear you say?
Yes. So we have worked with a number of organizations over the years to install there's a big slide on the hillside. There's a rock scramble. There are various types of natural kind of landscape play features. So we have so many kids that come to Duncan, and kids are absolutely invited to this next session on April the 6th, and we will be having more events in the summer and fall that will be art events and play events. So we encourage you to go to our website, lunited.org, to find out more, and people can always email us at info@lunited.org. And our newsletter, our e-news, every 2 weeks provides all kinds of information on such events and keeps people up to date and how they can get involved.
Oh, terrific. Well, thank you very much, Helen, for getting us up to date with those activities. And I'm so glad you could join us today.
Really appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me. And big shout out to the Duncan Park neighbors who keep this place going, and to the Department of Public Works for the City of Pittsburgh, who also help us out enormously.
You bet. Thanks. That is Helen Gerhart, Lawrenceville United, and the Duncan Park Food Forest, and as you heard her say, lunited.org is their website for additional information. Quick note while I have a minute, the Tri-State Radio Fest is April 24th. It's the first event they've been able to have in several years due to the pandemic. April 24th, the date, at the Center Stage Banquet Hall in Monaca. If you're into old radios, old tube radios, and that kind of stuff, you can learn more about what's happening there. They're going to have lots of fun. It's the Pittsburgh Antique Radio Society who is behind it all. And again, that's coming up on April 24th, 2022. There's a flea market, and it's all things radio. There's also an auction that's going to take place. And for more details, Pittsburgh Antique Radio Society, all spelled out, .org, Pittsburgh Antique Radio Society, .org. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on a great group of radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services, including slbradio.org/radio.
One of these days I'm gonna get things right. I'm gonna start doing my business in the daylight. One of these days, you know I'm gonna get things right. I'm gonna start doing my business out in the broad daylight. One of these days I'm gonna get things straight. I'm gonna stop acting like a reprobate. One of these days, you know, I'm gonna get things straight. I'm gonna stop staying out late at night. Yeah, acting like a reprobate. Got to get in step. It won't be long before I need some help. One of these days, you know, I've got to get in step. Way things are going, baby, I'll soon be needing help. I've got to go back home. I'm gonna sit on my front porch and compose a poem. One of these days, you know, I've got to go back home. I'm gonna sit down on my front porch, rock away, compose a poem.
That's Van Morrison at the Saturday Light Brigade, One of These Days. And right now, think fast, we're going to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with our upfront puzzle. Coming up in just a moment. Tell us what one word comes before step, note, and print. Step, note, and print. One word naturally comes before those three. Do you know what it is? 412-200-5975. One word naturally becomes before or comes before those three. It's our upfront puzzle. And the words again are step, path, and print. 412-200-5975 if you can solve our upfront puzzle. Let me make sure I've given you all the words. I think I gave you note, also step, path, and print. One word comes before all of those. 412-200-5975 to play along. Kathy in Youngstown. Good morning, Kathy. She came up with the correct answer rather quickly. There are more clues to give you, too. Note, step, print, path. Any ideas what it is? Annie out in eastern Pennsylvania just came up with the correct answer. And also Shirley in Avalon came up with it too, listening on the ridge top of Avalon where all sorts of great things can happen. 412-200-5975. We're looking for the one word that naturally comes before those. Did you get it yet? Note, step, print, path. We could add stool to that. Jim came up with the correct answer. Let me see. Step, stool, print, path, note. Oh, ball would be an easy clue. With those others. Oh, a tricky clue would be hold. Oh, or locker. I won't give too many more clues. Do you know what the word is, though, that we're looking for? Mike just got it. He's in Mars, Pennsylvania. And Gerald is in Indiana, Pennsylvania, who just came up with it as well. If you're a tennis player or sometimes in bowling, the word fault would work as well. F-A-U-L-T. Any ideas? Bill in Homer City with a guess. Oh, I like that. First step. But we had a different. You've got the first and last letter right. Griffin and Gerald. Son and dad are listening together in Indiana, Pennsylvania. John and Carrick came up with the answer too. Oh, Mike and Mars had one more good clue. Lights. And Jim at Crafton Heights said a nice and fancy clue would be the word work. And Annie also added that clue at the very same time. Well, it looks like Brian's got the correct answer. And then a Saturday Light Brigade charge to Brian for coming up with it. Well done, Brian just came up with the correct answer. He was going to join us on the radio. Tom and McCandless just got it. Eddie gave the clue of loose. And the word we were looking for, foot. Footloose, footstep, footwork, as in fancy footwork, footprint, footpath, footnote, and all the other feet we just gave you. Well done with our upfront puzzle. Now, up front on our stage, we have Bailey Lee and Coleman Ray Clark, and Papa is about to open at the new Hazlett Theater, and I'm happy we have you both here this morning. Let me make sure I've got you both. Bailey, are you there?
Yes, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. And Coleman Ray Clark?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. So tell me, we'll start just getting to know each of you. Bailey, Lee, why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself and how you got to be involved with this production?
Sure. So my name is Bailey Lee, and I am the CSA resident at the New Hazlett Theater this season. And it's been my pleasure to write and create Papa. I also act in the piece. I am an actor and theater maker with family based in Pittsburgh, and I can't wait to share this piece with Pittsburgh.
And CSA is the Community Supported Art Program. You've heard about Community Supported Agriculture, most likely. The New Hazlett Theater has had a CSA program for many years, and it allows new works to be shown at the New Hazlett Theater, conveniently located, for me at least, just upstairs and next door to our building here at SLB on Pittsburgh's north side. Tell me about how you fit into all of this, Coleman.
Thanks. So Bailey and I are collaborative partners and partners in real life, actually. We got married last year, and for the past 6 years, we've been creating theater performances together, like Papa. And so this is now Bailey's project that she's leading. She's been wanting to make the show a long time, really, to love and honor her grandfather and her Asian American heritage and really connect the dots of all of her family stories in one. So I'm the co-creator and director, and have helped Bailey sort of pull from memories and facts and stories into finding how this play really fits together, and we've been sort of side by side during that whole process.
Now, what's fascinating to me about this is there's a strong local connection in the city of McKeesport, and the play is through the eyes of a 15-year-old who went from rural China to McKeesport. Can you talk a little bit about that? And I am guessing there's a biographical spin to it, Bailey, when you mentioned, well, you didn't mention it, but Coleman mentioned your family. Is some of this based on their experiences?
Absolutely. I talk about the play as being semi-autobiographical. It's primarily through the lens of the character Bailey, and it primarily involves the character of my papa, my grandfather, and my mom, and me. And through those three characters, we journey through moments with many other characters and explore sort of moments of connection and longing and letting go and the story of assimilation and really the search for home. So the play goes a lot of different places. Part of it is very factual, and part of it is not, and only I know which is which.
It must have been a real joy for you to put this together to, in part, not only honor your family and your ancestry, but also to help carry the story forward so other people could learn more about their transition to life in the Mon Valley. Is this something you've worked on for a long time?
These stories have definitely been with me for a long time. I think everyone grows up with certain things in the air that we breathe. And this play is sort of me breathing in those different stories, those different points of view, and then just writing down what I hear. And it is such a joyful and challenging process to put my family on stage. It really is just slices of that experience, and I hope that the audience can resonate with it. It is, above all else, just a story of love and the complicated, deep relationships that family have.
The show is called Papa, and April 7th, this coming Thursday, is opening night at 8 o'clock, and then Friday the 8th, there's a show at 11, and then one at 8 at night as well. And that's it. So you're going to want to take advantage of those two dates if the show interests you. The CSA shows turn over very quickly. And newhazlettheater.org is how you can get additional information. So I'm curious how you two met, if you'd like to share that story.
Sure. So we both attended the University of North Carolina School of the Arts. I was in the directing program there and Bailey in the acting program. And that's really what kicked it off. And we've been creating theater together and with other alumni and students from the University of North Carolina School of the Arts ever since then.
And I'm guessing, Bailey, are you from the Pittsburgh area originally?
I am sort of a little bit of a transplant. My blood runs very deep to the Pittsburgh McKeesport area. It's where my family is all based and all of my relatives, although I was actually primarily raised in North Carolina and currently live in New York. But that's what makes bringing this piece to Pittsburgh right now so meaningful, because it truly is a place set in McKeesport and of Pittsburgh and of those pieces in me. So I think it will really click next week.
I bet. And Coleman, are you from North Carolina, or where did you grow up?
I actually grew up in Arkansas, so we both have southern roots, but we spent some time during the sort of beginning and middle of the pandemic in Pittsburgh, actually. So we were there for about 6 or 8 months. We really got our feel of living the Pittsburgh life while everything was sort of shut down, but we loved it when we were there.
Well, I'm glad, and I just think it's neat when you get a chance to work with your partner and together in this play. It's a great story, Papa, written by Bailey Lee, who also will be on stage with it. Is it a one-person show?
It is not. It involves three actors, myself, Arnold Y. Kim, and Francis Del Bendert, and the three of us play Papa, Mom, and Bailey, and some other characters as well.
It sounds like a great program. Again, it's at the New Hazlett Theater, April 7th and 8th at 8 o'clock, Thursday and Friday, and a Friday matinee at 11. Anything else either of you would like to mention?
We've just so enjoyed our time with the New Hazlett. They are an incredible organization and group of people over there. So it really has been a like once-in-a-lifetime experience getting to work as a CSA artist alongside Bailey and create this play. So if you can't check out Papa, please continue to check out their events and shows that are happening all the time, because they really have such a diverse roster of entertaining and engaging content over there.
Well, thanks to you both. Congratulations on a great program. And the best wishes for continued success.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too. And thank you again to Bailey Lee and Coleman Ray Clark, Papa at the New Hazlett Theater, April 7th and April 8th.
Well, our next number, he's in the jailhouse now. I had a friend named Campbell that used to steal and gamble. He made his living cheating all a while. He played the game of call euchre, pinochle, and poker. He thought he was the smartest man in town. Well, I just found out Monday, oh, Bill got locked up Sunday, they've got him in a jailhouse down in town. They got Campbell in the jail, no one to go with bail. And the judge, he won't even accept his fine. Poor boy, he's in the jailhouse now. He's in the jailhouse now. I told Campbell surprise, stop playing those cards, you didn't die. They got him down in the jailhouse. That's the first spasm. Here comes the second spasm now. Last election, when the white folks were in action, just trying to get themselves a president, the girl couldn't believe me, and maybe named Eisenhower, walked from New York down to Boston, just to find those colored gentlemen. My brother Bill, he was a voter, and a great grandma motor, was always seeking for some good advice. They took Bill to the poll to vote most white and soul. Instead of him voting once, he voted twice. Poor boy, he's in the jailhouse now. He's in the jailhouse now. So brother Bill said home, and that's a wife who's been alone. They got him down in the jail. Now here comes the third spasm. Here we had a fifth. I met a girl named Gamba. I thought she was the prettiest girl in town. She began to call me honey, and I began spending my money. Oh, where we walk, 10 to a 12 cafe and sit down. Well, I thought that I would eat it. I was spending every minute just buying wine and a whiskey by the quart. But when I went to pay that man, I found that woman's hand down in my pocket where all of my money was. Oh, poor girl, she's in the graveyard now. She's in the graveyard now. I told the judge right to his face, well, I've got her. She's out in the graveyard now.
Frisco Bay. There's an ocean liner took her so far away. Didn't mean to treat her so bad. She was the best song gal I ever had. Say goodbye like make me cry. Go lay right down and die. Ain't got a nickel and I ain't got a lousy dime. If she don't come back, think I'll lose my mind. If she ever come back to stay, gonna be a brand new day. Walking with baby down by Frisco Bay. Here I'm sitting at my back door, wonder which way to go.
Where?
Woman on the crazy about, she don't want me no more.
Imagine that.
Think I'll grab me a freight train, mom, just cause I'm feeling blue. Ride all the way to the end of the line, thinking only of you. Meanwhile, in another city, just about to go insane. Sound like I heard my babe, just the way she'd call my name. If she ever come back to stay, gonna be a brand new day. Walking with baby down by Frisco Bay.
ladies and gentlemen, the jug.
Best darn gal I ever had. Say goodbye like you make me cry. Gonna lay right down and die. Ain't got a nickel and I ain't got a lousy dime. If you don't come back, I think I'll lose my mind. If you ever come back and stay, it's gonna be a brand new day. Walk with baby down by the Frisco Bay. Hey, walk with baby down by the Frisco Bay.
It's over, and that's the San Francisco Bay Blues by the Juggernauts. You ever wonder what we do when the microphones are off around here? You never know what might be happening. I've always got a kazoo somewhere not too far away. You also had a chance to hear Cowboy Roy Brown, and I wanted to mention we've been featuring his music this morning. It's just been issued on a compilation on the Delmark label. Cowboy Roy Brown was born in Arkansas, April 20th, 1875, the son of a preacher. He and his sister learned to play guitar from their dad, and they came along with him when he played violin in church to accompany him in Butler County, Arkansas, a 36 by 26 mile plot on a bluff of the Black River. And it was there where they managed to make their home. Now, turning to Butler County, they lived in a community known as Morocco, which was a predominantly African-American community. And in his 20s, Roy Brown would visit and play. He was at the 1904 World's Fair and eventually made it to Milwaukee and Deadwood, South Dakota, and St. Louis, and was a street singer for his whole life. And some of these songs have just been terrific to listen to, and I hope you've been enjoying them as much as we have. Again, his name is Cowboy Roy Brown. Happy birthday today to Nicholas Bonencontro from Uncle Jim. Also today, Donna of Montview Place, Joseph, Bob from Kathy and Michael, and Myla and Dad Troy, both have an April 2nd birthday. And Mom Danielle and Brother Cresson wish you a happy birthday. Tomorrow it's Susan of Cranberry from Jim, Jennifer, and Ryan. Dallas Alley of Marshall Township from Sarah, Patrick, and Luke. We also have Rosie of Highland Park from your family, Stephanie of Penn Hills, and Jessica of Conway. April 4th, Juniper from Amy, Ava, Sullivan, and all of your family, also John and Baldwin. April 5th, we have Sophia from Amelia, Brian, and Maureen. We have Miriam of Brookline from Abdwala, Muhammad, and Almathana. Malaya of the Northside, Sarah of Irwin from your family, Carl of Shakora from Carl Sr., Patty and the Kukuro family, Noreen from Joan and Lisa, and Susan of Wilkinsburg from Cassie and Greg. On the 6th, we have Tom of Ford City, Alan of North Huntington, Yorma of Strabane from Mom, Dad, Nico, and Jake, Hillary of Upper St. Clair, Brandon Maxwell Markowitz. Happy birthday to you, Brandon. Gary of Avalon from Diane and Stephen. Jackson of Mercer from Sister Madeline and family, Meredith of Marshall Township from Mom and Dad and Sister Isabel, and Henry Gladwell Thomas from Jason and Sally. On the 7th, happy birthday to Bernie of Newcastle. Jim and Betsy of Monroeville have an anniversary. Kimberly of the North Hills from Jeff. Milo of the South Side from Isabel. Also from Mama and Papa, all celebrating today, along with Stephen of Springdale, from Laura and Hannah. On April 8th, we have Leah from Uncle Jim, Kara from Kathy and Rob, Harry from your family, Julian from Mom and Dad and Evan, Nellie, and then finally Eileen of McMurray from Mom and Dad and Sean and Callan.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us their birthday information and address, and SLB will mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs, and send a card too. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org or P.O. Box 100092, Pittsburgh, P.A. 15233.
Mike came on again. I have to quit this kazoo practicing while the music is playing. Make sure you include any birthday you would like. You can send them all in advance, and we'll announce them the Saturday of or before their occurrence. Include the birthday person's name, and we will make sure they receive an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card hand-delivered by a quasi-governmental employee. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, WMCK.FM McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, RadioPhoenix.org, loudspeaker.fm, Fort Collins, Colorado, and slbradio.org/radio.
Chairs as WLS fills the air. Songs of faith, adventure, and romance. Chicago Monday. Gene Autry and his Western wear. Lou LaBelle and Scotty, quite a pair. Monroe Brothers, former Square.